Now let's move on down, and we come now to the bringing in of Jephthah as the ninth judge. And at verse 6 I read, "And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam and Ashtaroth, and the gods of Syria, the gods of Zidon, and the gods of Moab, and the gods of the children of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines, and forsook the Lord and served not him." You would think that after all these experiences that these people would learn that when they turned to idolatry, trouble came upon them, and they actually went into slavery again. You would think that they would be true and serve God. But you know, human nature is fallen human nature. The heart is desperately wicked, Jeremiah says. Who can know it? You and I do not know. And it's easy for us to point our finger way back to these people 1,000 years and more before Christ and said, "Say, you did it wrong." How are we doing today, by the way? May I say there's a frightful apostasy today in the church. Human nature's like that. And we're in a nation that's in trouble. And yet we tried every kind of a method and every political scheme and every political party. We tried them all. Don't work. What's wrong? Well, we've gone to the wrong place. Only God today. Only turning to God. And I know that sounds square. That sounds so out of date. But it sounded out of date, friends, even 1,000 years before Christ. These people turned to all these gods. And we read here, verse 7, "The anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. He sold them into the hands of the Philistines and into the hands of the children of Ammon." Now, God can afford to remove his instrument when that instrument fails him. A great many people think today that God has to have the church, and that God has to have a particular church, and that God has to have this nation because we're sending out missionaries. May I say to you, God doesn't have to have any of us. He's not dependent on us at all, but we are dependent on him. Now, these people went, I think at this time, probably to the lowest point that they ever went to. And we read in verse 10, "And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, saying, We have sinned against thee, both because we've forsaken our God and also served Balaam." Finally, they got so desperate, they turned to God. And this is the same old story that we see reenacted here. It's the hoop of history that's rolling, still rolling today. Now what happened? "And the Lord said unto the children of Israel," I'm reading verse 11 of chapter 10 of Judges, "Did not I deliver you from the Egyptians and from the Amorites, from the children of Ammon and from the Philistine? The Zidonians also, and the Amalekites and the Maonites did oppress you, and ye cried to me, and I delivered you out of their hand. Yet ye have forsaken me and served other gods. Wherefore I will deliver you no more. Go and cry unto the gods which ye have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your trouble, your tribulation. And the children of Israel said unto the Lord, We have sinned, do thou unto us whatsoever seemeth good unto thee. Deliver us only, we pray thee, this day. And they put away the strange gods from among them and served the Lord, and his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel." How merciful and gracious God is. Now, will you notice what happened? "Then the children of Ammon were gathered together and encamped in Gilead. And the children of Israel assembled themselves together and encamped in Mizpah. And the people and princes of Gilead said one to another, What man is he that will begin to fight against the children of Ammon? He shall be head over all the inhabitants of Gilead." Now, they lacked leadership. And that's always characteristic of men or of a generation that is turned from God. generation like ours, for instance, the thing that has characterized actually most of this century and certainly the last 25 years has been the lack of leadership in the world. There has not been that vital leadership that is needed. And that was the condition of these people at this time. Now, they're going to turn to a most unusual man, one under normal circumstances they had not turned to at all. And I want you to meet this man, and we'll see his exploits next time, and we're going to see whether he really offered his daughter upon the altar.